From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show, named best radio show in the Wisconsin Broadcasters Awards for Excellence. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Welcome, Bill Michaels Show on the air. We are glad you're on board today. Thanks so much for taking a listen to us. We certainly appreciate it. A reminder that our friends at Cousin Subs, they got a lot going on, and holidays right around the corner, big parties right around the corner, but they still want to send you to a great tailgate party. Football's not done yet, and if you want to go out and see the battle for Paul Bunyan's axe between the Badgers and the Golden Gophers, they've got a pair of tickets to give you. And they've got a great tailgate party to invite you to, plus a customized jersey. And the best part about it, Cousin Subs for a year. That's Cousin Subs for a year. All you have to do is go to CousinSubs.com/Badgers. CousinSubs.com/Badgers and get registered. It's that simple. And it's all from our good friends over at Cousin Subs. Again, CousinSubs.com/Badgers, the official sub sandwich of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. This one is from Kyle, who says, do you think the Packers should just keep Mike McCarthy after the season? Because I think he's done a pretty good job. Go Pack, go. And also wants to know if changing coaches now in the latter portions of Aaron Rodgers' career would be a smart move. Look, I said this a while ago. If you believe that he is not your guy, at the end of the season, you got to go. You got to move. You don't want to sit here and wait two more years or three more years to see if this thing pans out, and then realize after a while it just isn't. And because I think everybody, would you not agree that everybody wants to see Aaron Rodgers and Mike McCarthy win another one together? I think everybody does. I think that's without a doubt. Okay. I don't think there are many Packers fans that are hoping for failure unless you know they're going to lose and not make it to the postseason right now. Then I think you're hoping for just complete and utter failure, so you can say, okay, get a higher draft choice. But I don't think there's many Packers fans actively rooting against this team right now. I think most are saying, you know what? Get hot. See some of the young talent come of age, and then get yourself into the postseason, and hopefully win the division, get a home game, get yourself into the postseason, and then everything begins to age and move on. Okay? I think that's what a lot of Packers fans are hoping for. But if things are going to be bad, then I think what you're hoping for is get it bad, get it out of the way right now, and move on. But I don't think that there is a lot of people actively rooting against the Packers. Just my opinion. I could be wrong on this, but I don't think there are. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. If you want to give us a shout, by all means, do so. 855-830-8648. This one is from Sarah, who writes, as a big Packer fan living here in Manitowoc, I wanted to know if you thought that Mike McCarthy's days are numbered if they should lose this game. Do you think they would get rid of him right away, or do you think they would wait until the end of the season? My husband and I are talking about this right now. I still believe, unless things locker room-wise go terribly, terribly, terribly wrong, that the Packers don't make knee-jerk decisions. And you know what? You have to be appreciative of that. They're not like a crazy owner running down out of the mountaintop to say, fire this guy or fire that guy. And they're not a crazy owner running down out of the mountaintop to say, regardless of what happens, this is our guy and he's staying. They move very, very methodically, very slowly, like an iceberg, and that's a good thing. That's a good thing. Let's see here. This is from Paul, who says, I myself have been wondering if it's time for McCarthy to go, but after listening to Andy Benoit and hearing the praise New England's head coach Bill Belichick gave for facing the Packers offense and Aaron Rodgers, I believe he's still doing a pretty solid job. Belichick doesn't give out respect easily. He would know if McCarthy still has it. Yeah, but Bill Belichick also comes from the school of thought of you're going to praise every... I mean, if the New England Patriots were taking on a bunch of nuns this weekend, coming out of St. Mary's Convent, he would still say it's a formidable team. They're well coached. They do everything very solid. We've got a big challenge ahead of us. Our guys can't take them lightly because this team can sneak up on you and beat them or beat you. So, I mean, that's the way Bill Belichick is. It's kind of the Lou Holtz way of going doing a press conference. So I'm not overly concerned about whether or not Bill Belichick gives out praise. It's what Bill Belichick says behind closed doors. That would be more so what I would be concerned with. Let's go to Tim in Fredonia. Tim, welcome to the program, The Bill Michael Show. What's going on, man?
Billy, you know, moving like an iceberg, you said, is a good thing. But sometimes I believe in my mind it's a detriment. I think they hung on to Ted Thompson a couple years too long, and they knew it. Mark Murphy being the catalyst in there. I think he wanted to let him go. But I think the fourth time he said, you know what, enough is enough. You got to move here. So as far as McCarthy goes, you know, you and I have talked about this. They're not a knee-jerk reaction team. You got to let them play out the string. I think he's earned that over 13 years. And no matter how far south it goes, they're north. Maybe they start doing well. And I'm not one of the ones, Bill. I'm going to the game Sunday to sit in 35 degrees at 325 and freeze my ass off, okay?
Right.
But I'm not one of the guys who are just going to, you know, just say, okay, now we got to fire the guy. I hope they do well. I'm not one of the guys who's hoping for failure. I'm not. You know, I've had a lot of failure in my life. I'm 52 years old. I've seen failure. I've seen a lot of 4-12, 6-10 seasons. So I hope they do well, and I hope they turn it around. I just don't know, Bill, if they have the talent to do it. And I'll hang up and listen to you and see what your thoughts are. Thanks, buddy.
All right, appreciate it. When it comes to do they have the talent, on paper I look at this thing and I think you've got some guys in the secondary that are starting to come of age. You've got a veteran, Tremont Williams, who has played in Mike Pettine's system. You've got Clay Matthews, who's having a decent year. Unfortunately, you have Nick Perry on a milk carton. You can't find him. On Travis Adams, not really contributing too much. You've got two guys playing well up front, Mike Daniels and Kenny Clark. But you're sporadic on defense. But your defense only has to be in the top 15. They're not quite there yet, but can they get there? Sure. But they have to have support and help from the offense. What the offense, where the best Dom Capers defenses came from was when the offense was firing on all cylinders, they would get up by a score or two, force a team to be one-dimensional, and therefore they could pin their ears back and come after you. We're not seeing that out of this offense right now. As a matter of fact, this offense has been somewhat detrimental in turning the ball over and giving it to teams on a short field, and then the Packers have to go on the defensive and try to play catch-up. How many times are we talking about the Packers playing from behind consistently all season long? And they're throwing the ball. And if they go three and out quickly, they're turning around and putting their defense on the field again after a short rest. So the offense has been more detrimental than the defense has been. But this is all based off of an offense that can flow and throw the ball and move the ball downfield and get consistently ahead. And then flipping the stage at halftime. Getting a score late in the first half, getting a score early in the second half, and all of a sudden anywhere from a 10-point to a 14-point swing suddenly happens in a ball game. Therefore, the defense can come after him in the second half. It hasn't happened. That's why the deferring thing is so vital for this team and for this offense to get going. So as much as we want to talk defensively as far as their personnel goes, offensively look at them. I think Bakhtiari's good. I think Lane Taylor's good. I think Corey Linsley's good. Your weak point right now is Byron Bell, the guard up the gut. The right tackle position has been somewhat in flux because of injury. I think you got a good running back tandem you need to utilize more. And you got wideouts who are kind of getting it done, and there's some optimism there, and there's a lot of talent on paper. And a quarterback who, at times, is throwing to an open jersey rather than a spot because of trust issues. And he's even calling out the play calling, saying we have to call more plays for our playmakers as a primary target, as the primary receiver, and we have to run the ball more. But you have to be up in a ball game, or at least close in a ball game, to be able to run the ball consistently. Otherwise, Mike McCarthy tends to panic and start throwing the ball when they get down by anywhere from 7 to 10 points, because you got to catch up. You got to get it back to tied to be able to actually feel like you're back in a ball game again. How many times have we seen two scores down that you just feel like you're out of it because the offense isn't doing anything? I mean, I've never felt like that with an Aaron Rodgers-led team before. Even going to the Chicago game when they were booed off the field at halftime, when Aaron Rodgers came back, I never thought that the Aaron Rodgers was going to bring that team back. I haven't felt good about this offense in a while now. So if this team gets down by two scores, panic sets in, they abandon the run game, it becomes predictable, and we pretty much see this thing begin to unravel right before our very eyes because we've all seen this movie before. That's where I'm at with this team. They have to get a lead because the only way their defense plays extremely well is if a team that they're playing is down by a score or two to where they start to throw the football and this defense can pin their ears back and come after them. Let's go to Tony listening to us in Greendale. Tony, how you doing today, man? What's going on?
Hi, Bill. Yeah, I've been listening to what you've been saying and agree with some things. You know, with this, I kind of called out on the premise of people are want McCarthy gone. So many people think all the Packers need a change. I'm not one of those that's so sure about that. I'd like to get the new GM a chance to reload this team, okay, and not rebuild it, because I don't think we need that, but just reload it. We got some great guys, young kids in the secondary. We got two good backs now. You know, and then, you know, the coaches themselves got to reload a little bit and maybe do things. McCarthy maybe has got to do things a little bit different way, start incorporating that run better. But if you look at teams like, let's say, New Orleans, man, for a while there, they were down. Okay, they weren't winning games. They looked horrible. Okay, same thing with Pittsburgh. They've had their down times. These guys, though, they stay with their coaches. McCarthy's a great, great coach. And just changing coaches just to get a breath of fresh air, I don't know. I don't think that's a good thing to do. I mean, he's a class act, and, you know, I just think he's a good football mind. A lot of this is talent. I really, really believe. And then when it comes like to the defense not being able, or the offense, I should say, not being able to stay on the field, yeah, that's when they got to get a little bit better. You know, given what the defense is, or taking what the defense has given them, Rodgers has to get smart himself. See, this is a whole team thing. You know, it's a whole team. In other words, Rodgers has to get smart. Instead of going for that 20, 30 yards downfield, when he sees someone in the flat and looks off of him, take that. You're getting a first down. You're getting 7, 8 yards. It's like they're just playing stupid a lot of times as far as I'm concerned. They're not using their heads. And I wish they'd give him another 3 years and let him get a chance to get Gutekunst's draft with his players and their thing. And I think they'd be fine. I really do. I don't believe in this, you know, fire him and bring this guy in and that. And we've seen that happen around the NFL, and that doesn't do anything. And I really believe if McCarthy went somewhere, let's say Cleveland, I've heard, or other teams, he'll be successful right away. You know why? Because he's a great coach. And I don't believe in this wear out your welcome stuff so much, because how many players are with the Packers that were with them 3 years ago?
Right. Well, but the biggest thing is that you appreciate the phone call, is that your leaders of your team have been around a while to hear the same message. We'll get more into this coming up in the next segment. Stay tuned. More of the Bill Michaels Show next.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back. You know what I'm trying to think of right now? I see the snow that's on its way. I can look at the radar and know that in this area anyway, in the Milwaukee, Waukesha, Racine area, depending on what part of the state you're living in, you see snow coming. The one thing I keep thinking about, one is I got to go get my boat winterized. I haven't done it yet. I have it sitting on Sherry's property right now. And because we're still actively selling your house, we've got some offers kind of considering, but I got to get the thing winterized. If you haven't done it already, I would say go do it. Follow my lead. Go get the thing winterized. Now, the barn is heated, so I'm not overly concerned about it, but get it out to your local Skipper Buds dealer. Go see Todd and the whole gang. I just had a buddy of mine that said he was trading his boat in and he was going out to Skipper Buds, because right now is kind of the season. They're dealing right now on the 2018s, or if you're looking for used. Go see Todd and the gang out there in Pewaukee. Todd and his staff are fantastic. Go tell Todd I said hi. But if you're going to get it winterized or stored or shrink wrap, anything like that, new covers for it, man, they do it all out there. That is our friends at Skipper Buds. They're all over the state, just beyond the borders as well. But check out Skipper Buds. They're one of the big sponsors that are sending us to Super Bowl this year down to Atlanta, Georgia. Also, friends at Auto Paint and Supply. Go to GoAutoPaint.com, GoAutoPaint.com. And they are great people. They are located all throughout the state as well. They have contacts, locations in Middleton, Walworth, Racine, Waukesha County, and whether it's different brands like 3M or BASF or Marson or Meguiar's. I mean, they do everything for anything when it comes to industrial, marine and aviation, automotive. They've got it all. Fleet service. They do all kinds of stuff for everybody when it comes to handling all that kind of stuff. GoAutoPaint.com. That's GoAutoPaint.com. Also, our buddy JR and the staff at Pizza Del Rey. The best part about that, so I was just telling our director of network ops, when you go in there, if you got a pizza that you want, something special, like, say, black olives, onions, you know, whatever it happens to be, you know, pepperoni, and then you want to throw on pineapple. They do it all, and they can put it on the buffet for you. They do a lot of great stuff up there at Pizza Del Rey in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. I know he's listening, and I hope he's feeling good. JR and his staff at Pizza Del Rey, great people, great time. And if you're going to do a holiday party in that area, think about just doing a casual event at Pizza Del Rey in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Talking Packers football. Mike, listening to us in Sparta, been on hold a while. Mike, welcome to the program, man. What's going on?
Hey, Bill, I got one question about the Packer punt return.
Yeah.
They put them two guys out on the end, and they're called gunners, you know. And
yep.
Anyway, and they seem to get by the Packers all the time, and there they are with the back towards the play, don't even know where the ball is half the time. Couldn't they have come up with something different for that? I mean, they're always getting beat on the outside.
Well, I appreciate the phone call, Mike. Boy, being a gunner, your job is basically to get downfield. That's it. 100 miles an hour downfield. The job as a guy that's defending the gunner is not necessarily to knock you over. I mean, if you can do it, great. But he's to basically push you outside, get outside the get either out of bounds or get outside and then push him down and beyond the play. Kind of like a giant pocket around a quarterback, that's what you're kind of looking to do. You're allowing your guy to catch the football and then to move upfield unfettered. So gunners, on the other hand, are guys that are supposed to get down around the returner on punt returns and to be in front of them or to be right next to them or to down the football. But it's also incumbent upon your punter to put the ball in the air with hang time long enough to allow your gunners to get downfield. So it all goes hand in hand. To say to do something different, I mean, I don't know what I would do different. Gunners are gunners. I mean, you just tell a guy, hey, there's the guy with the football. Go as fast and as far as you can. And the best part about it is that you know where you're going because sometimes punters, they're not just punting the ball straight down the middle of the field all the time. They're punting it to a side. They're going to say, okay, they're going to call a right-hand return or left-hand return depending on where the weaknesses are for the special team. So, you know, it's not always right down between the hash marks. It's usually off to one side or another, so that way you can kind of gear a guy and steer a guy in a particular direction. But when it comes to being a gunner, it's just guys with speed, man. You're talking about some of the fastest guys that are out there. Let's go to Mike listening to us in Wauwatosa. Mike, how you doing today, man? What's happening?
Hey, good, Bill. How you doing?
Doing good. What's on your mind?
So we know that Aaron Rodgers is probably one of the smartest quarterbacks in the NFL.
Yep.
And I think that's kind of a detriment to him. I think that can be a negative at times because I think he's a little too scared to throw interceptions, and I think he needs to get his head out of the way and start slinging the ball and just play football. Thank you.
All right, appreciate it. In other words, let your wide receivers go up and get it. See what happens. That's tough because when you look at quarterback play, okay, right now, let's just look at quarterback ratings and quarterback play, okay? Aaron Rodgers, still one of the top quarterbacks in National Football League, without a doubt, okay? He's a little bit down on the list this year when it comes to overall quarterback rating. Where does he rank overall? It's kind of tough to tell because he's got a 98.9 quarterback rating. Let me give you the guys that are ahead of him. Carson Wentz is ahead of him. Patrick Mahomes is ahead of him. I'm trying to decipher through these guys. Drew Brees ahead of him. Because in the National Football League rankings, anybody that's thrown a pass gets up there. So sometimes you got to get through all the guys that have thrown one or two passes on flea flickers and such. Phillip Rivers is ahead of him. Matt Ryan, Jared Goff, Ryan Fitzpatrick, Carson Wentz, Russell Wilson, Kirk Cousins. Kirk Cousins, by the way, has got a 102.2 quarterback rating, 17 touchdowns, 5 interceptions. Now, going back to your original question, with 15 touchdowns and only one pick, he's on pace to throw 30-2. So that would be the lowest interception mark in his career. Do you think he's paying attention to that? Hell yes, he is. Because the one thing you don't want to do is turn the football over. His completion percentage is down at 60.6, which is some of the lowest in his career. But he's also throwing the ball out of bounds a lot. You're right. He's not going to guys to say, make a play. I don't think, and going back to his comment earlier when he talks about calling more plays for Davante Adams, running the football more to take some of the pressure off of the pass game, and then trust, I think it's the trust factor. I think at some point in time, you got to whale it up and see if your guys can go get a ball. He has done that at times. Jimmy Graham's been a guy that's gone up and tried to get a ball. He's just not coming down with it more often than not. He has trusted some guys to do it, but they're not consistently making plays. That's been part of the problem. So would I like to see him do it more? Yeah. But then again, one of the biggest arguments right now is they're not putting the ball in the end zone. They're just not doing it. Maybe he needs to trust his guys more. But if you start turning the ball over on top of the inability to put the ball in the end zone, you're going to lose games in a hurry. I think right now things are tightening up a little bit and not loosening up a little bit in Green Bay. And the only way they're going to loosen up is if they start putting the ball in the end zone consistently. Then you can take a few more chances because your head, right now they're playing from behind. You can't afford to turn the ball. It's all predicated upon playing from behind. In every game, they're playing from behind. Or on an even playing field where you can't make a mistake. That's part of the problem. If they get a score or two up, you can take a few more chances. But right now, you can't put your defense in a bad position because you're playing from behind. When we come back, it is a big-time voice comparison. We'll tell you who and with what's going on coming up next on The Bill Michaels Show.
Wisconsin-wide, The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
A reminder for you, coming up until Sunday the 11th, this is what you need to do. Get into your local Quick Trip. If you haven't got it already, get it. If you already have it, listen up. The Quick Trip Rewards Card. You can go in right now and get the Johnsonville Brats or the Better With Cheddar Brats. Or you can get yourself some brew. Or the Quickery Buns. Swipe and go. You know why? Because that card can save you up to 40 cents off per gallon of gas. I'm not kidding, and that's not a typo. Through Sunday. So you got a little bit of time. Go in and get the Quickery Buns, Johnsonville Brats, the Better With Cheddars, or some brew. The brand to be determined. And you can get 40 cents off per gallon of fuel right now at Quick Trip. Get the rewards. That's Quick Rewards at Quick Trip. Great stuff, great people. I use it almost every day. Almost every day stopping into Quick Trip. Good stuff right now. That is Quick Trip. So, he's mic'd up. He's got two sides to him. He's kind of a Jekyll and Hyde personality. It's the world that is Bill Belichick. Take a listen.
Shotgun snap to Rodgers from the nine. Throws it deep to the end zone. In fact, he throws it almost to the front row.
Look, those pass rushes were great now. We got pressure from the middle. The ends folded. We hit them. We collapse the pocket. Look, we just show them those pictures. We just got to keep doing that. That's exactly what we want to do right there.
That's Coach Belichick. I like the fact that Usher's playing in the background. But then again, there's another side to Bill Belichick, and that is media Bill Belichick.
Bill, it seemed your team rallied around your quarterback to some extent. To drop down to number three on the depth chart at the most important position and still beat a good, well-coached team that decisively, what does that say about just where your team is right now, just how good it is right now?
I don't know.
More of Coach Belichick. Take a listen.
The pass rush is what we want, all right? That's the idea right there, okay? That's a good idea. Hey, some of those incompletions are because of the rush, all right? Let's keep doing that.
Rah, rah. He's got it. He's all over. He's a brilliant mind. More of Bill Belichick in a presser.
You've prepared to face this Peyton Manning-led offense more than 20 times in your coaching career. Is there one common thread that stands out to you over the years?
I guess Manning.
Bill Belichick mic'd up against the Green Bay Packers. Take a listen.
Have we had that zone read? Has that been to the weak side both times?
Look, they're just turning out here, and there's just too much space in there.
Just read the quarterback. I mean, the ball's going to be – just go to the ball.
Just go to the ball. Follow Aaron Rodgers. Look, you can get to him. Go. More of Bill Belichick with the media.
Right, that you said Sean Lee visited you as a kid in Cleveland, or did I miss that when you were talking about
Yeah.
What was that connection?
What were you on Snapface there when we were talking about that?
Snapface.
Yeah. Well, he's a Pittsburgh guy, you know, friend of a friend kind of thing.
Were you on Snapface? He's a friend of a friend. He's the more of Bill Belichick coaching his team.
You guys are doing a great job of setting the edge. Okay, we got to push more inside. We're running too flat. It's stretching and cutting back. You guys keep setting the edge. The edge is good.
There you go. Set that edge. Get around the outside. Get around. There you go. More Bill Belichick in a presser.
Coach, do you think the fans have a right to know about what happened to with Chandler on Sunday?
Yeah, I've already covered this.
You guys told him what you could do on something like that. You just say, okay, it's a medical situation. We don't try and find out.
I've already covered it.
Dylan, specific to Chandler, how much will what happened affect your usage, you know, the way you use him in the game against the Chiefs, what happened on Sunday with him?
Well, we'll find out on Saturday. I could just Xerox you a copy of the game plan. You can send it over to Kansas City. If you can. I mean, it might be easier for all of us.
God, what a weenie. Bill Belichick, happy and hyped, coaching his football team.
Can't relax here. Can't relax. All right, we've got to be ready to go back to work. All right, be ready to go back to work now. Be ready to go back to work.
Kind of the same message, only in a very more joyous way, as you can just feel the coaching aspect of that, you know, kind of a little rah-rah there, which you don't normally get out of Bill Belichick. And then again, you go back to Bill Belichick, PBF, which is permanent bitch face.
I have multiple friendships that are important to me, and that's what that was about. So it's not about politics, it's about football. We got a huge game this week against a great football team, great organization. And that's where it all is going forward on Seattle. All right.
Coach, were you happy or annoyed that Trump read the letter?
Seattle.
Well, your team's always been good at keeping outside distractions on the outside. Given the nature of this presidential race,
Seattle.
Did you find it helpful to talk to your players about this? Have any of your players talked to you about this?
Seattle.
Are there any concerns about it? Any locker room rancor as a result of this?
Wow. Wow. Just wow.
Helpful to talk to your players about.
You can't even do the decipher machine on him because it's just Seattle. We're talking about Seattle.
Helpful to talk to your players about
Seattle. We're going to Seattle. You can play one word association, coffee, Seattle.
Read the letter?
Seattle.
Fish market, Seattle. Space Needle, Seattle.
Seattle.
Seattle. Former Supersonics, Seattle. Russell Wilson, Seattle. Where would you never like to live? Seattle.
Seattle.
That's it. The other side of Bill Belichick, the wonderful coach that is rah-rah. Here we go.
Hey, he's not set. Guy out and he's not set for even half a second.
Oh, we're on that.
You're not on it. You're not more. You're on it at all. Yeah, on the far side.
Did you need something down there, coach?
Maybe. I was good, maybe calling to call timeout, yeah.
Well, we need you if you're going to come.
Oh, look, no, no. I get this every week. If you need a timeout, come on down and call it. So I came down here, I didn't take it, and I moved back.
Okay.
I mean, come on, fellas.
I saw it out of the corner of my eye. I got to concentrate on the snap. Right?
Okay, and I would have told you if I needed it, but I wanted to see what the formation was, and it was a key play in the game.
All right, we'll work together.
All right, I mean, I'm not going to get down there and get in the way.
He's going to trip an official. One more Bill Belichick being so happy and joyous in a media presser.
Are you averse to having a feature back?
What, like when Corey Dillon ran for 1,600 yards? Would I be against that? Yeah, I don't think so.
Now, let me say this, okay? Let me say this. What do you notice that's a common denominator that you appreciate?
Seattle.
When was the last time that you saw Mike McCarthy? Because I pay attention to the sidelines a lot when I'm in Green Bay, when I'm at a game. I can't remember the last time I saw Mike McCarthy run over and pep talk the offense or pep talk the defense. It's usually he'll talk to Aaron, then Aaron goes to the bench and sits with the quarterback's coach. The linemen go to the other end, and they talk amongst themselves, and their line coach comes over. And then it's pay attention to the game, watch what's going on. I very rarely, even during timeouts, very rarely see Mike McCarthy go to the bench. Now, I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I'm just simply saying that if everybody wants to say, here's the standard by which you coach, and it's Bill Belichick, the modern-day version of Vince Lombardi.
Let's keep doing that.
Then it's just different. Now, I appreciate the fact that Mike doesn't mind talking and having jocular moments in pressers, because that's appreciated, as opposed to the PBF that is Bill Belichick.
Well, you think having a 37-year-old...
We're on to Cincinnati. It's nothing about the past, nothing about the future. It's right now we're preparing for Cincinnati.
Okay, do you feel like the talent you have here is good?
We're getting ready for Cincinnati.
Do you think you've done enough to help Tom Brady?
We're getting ready for Cincinnati.
Yeah, get ready, because that's chili town. They got chili and ribs in Cincinnati. Yeah.
Seattle.
Seattle's got coffee. Yeah, he's appreciative there. But I guess my point is, there are two sides to Coach Angry Face, and the guy does do some coaching, you know? I've seen Mike McCarthy get into it with officials before. I'd love to hear Mike mic'd up. Wouldn't you? I would love to hear Mike McCarthy mic'd up. I don't think the Packers will ever allow any mics on anybody, anywhere, any shape, any time. Remember what happened to Randall Cobb? He ended up having that battery pack in his back basically break a rib.
Hell yeah.
But, I just find it interesting that that's Bill Belichick coaching his team.
There you go, buddy. Great job, Josh.
Yeah,
great
job, man.
Way to go. Thank you.
Great job. Yeah, great job. Great job, Flo. Tell you what, holding them to 17, it's hard.
There you go. That's Bill Belichick mic'd up coming off the field against Green Bay. And then we've heard Angry Face Bill. He doesn't have much of a like for the media, even though the media has a job to do. But again, look at it this way. Look how he portrays himself. Not that he really cares, but look how he's portrayed as an angry face jerk when he's really not. He's got his moments where he can be that coach, that guy you'd love to play for.
Those pass rushes were great now.
There you go. As opposed to being publicly Mr. Jerkface.
Helpful to talk
Seattle.
To players about
Seattle.
This.
You know, it's just, but I would love to see that interaction on the sidelines in Green Bay. The last time we saw anything like that, as far as that, here we go, got to go get him. Probably Kevin Green. It's the last time I saw that, you know, hands-on, rah-rah, here we go, here's the things we need to work on mentality. I mean, I could be wrong. I don't get a chance to pay attention to it as closely at times as I guess I should. But you do see coaches walk over and say something to guys, but it's like going to a business meeting as opposed to a sideline of a team with a coaching staff that's, you know, pumping you up, so to speak. So, anyway, that's it. That's Angry Face Bill Belichick. Hang in there. Final segment of the Bill Michael Show coming up next.
It's hard to find anybody's role on our team that's the same every week. So, is there another part to that, or was that both parts in there?
I didn't think you were going to like it. I didn't want to end it with it.
Well, then we want to end on a high note? No problem. We'll go on a high note then.
There's a report out that Stephen Jackson.
Let's just end on a high note.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back to the program, the Bill Michaels Show on the air. Coming up tomorrow, we're going to get you ready for the weekend. Packers, Dolphins, Badgers, Nittany Lions. All that good stuff. And in addition to that, we'll be breaking down the game between the Bucks and the Warriors coming up tonight. Hey, guys, if you're still struggling with erectile dysfunction, listen, don't be deceived by all the noise out there about the pills, this pill, that pill, whatever it happens to be. It can be caused by many underlying health issues, maybe just even just normal aging, for that matter. The problem with the pills is they don't really get to the root of the problem, pardon the pun. And in addition to that, they have some bad side effects. Call the medical experts. All my friends, the medical experts at Neumel Medical Center, they're going to create an ED solution especially for you. And you're going to see results in the very first visit. If not, they say it's free. First visit, how are we looking? Otherwise, it's free. And if you're sluggish, you're moody, you have the brain fog going on, you could have low T. If you're over the age of 30, just go get your numbers checked. I did, and I had it, and now I don't because I've got tons of energy to tackle my crazy life, my crazy schedule. And we'll be back at it again tonight, as a matter of fact. Doing another show tonight. Plenty of energy to do it. If you want to shed some pounds, especially with the holidays closing in, or maybe you just ate all your kids' Halloween candy, check out Neumel's all-in-one weight loss program. I'm down over 50 and continue to keep it off and feeling good. Feeling younger? Yeah, back in the game, guys. All you got to do is call Neumel Medical Center, 414-455-4451. That's 414-455-4451. Call them today. Neumel Medical Center, 414-455-4451. Bucks tonight, without Draymond Green, the Warriors are, so that bodes well for the Milwaukee Bucks. Hopefully they can walk away with a victory. But we'll talk about that coming up tomorrow on the program. A lot of tweets and emails to get to. A couple people chiming in I wanted to get to before we get out of here today. This is from Mark. Mark writes via Twitter, hey guys, love listening to the program. I give Mike McCarthy odds that he does not come back with the team this year. I would like to see Mac back. What do you think he has to do to retain his job? You know, we've talked so much about what this season's going to hold and what will come to an end rather than what would have to happen for this thing to all turn itself around. First of all, I think you need to go 7-1 the rest of the way. Make the postseason. If you don't win the division, that's one thing, but make the postseason. And then it's at least a couple of wins in the postseason. I think that's it. It depends on how you go down, okay? Now, let's say today Aaron Rodgers pulls up and tears a hamstring. Can't play anymore, okay? His season's done. And you still say go 6-2, and you're on the outside looking in when it comes to the postseason, and you do it with DeShone Kizer, keeps his job. Keeps his job because his job would have been a better coaching job without Aaron Rodgers. Keeps his job. But if you have a healthy Aaron Rodgers the rest of the way, and most of your team stays pretty healthy. Now, you've been lucky this year. Knock on wood. This is about the healthiest you've been, I think, if I read the statistic correctly. It's been about 6 years since you've been this healthy. So, if indeed you remain this way and you don't go to the postseason or you're an early exit, well, then chances are you don't keep a job. I think all of it's going to be relevant to circumstance. So, we'll wait and see. But I think that at the end of the season, and again, the Packers don't move quickly. And going back to the caller before, by the way, that said, well, maybe they should. I remember, think of it this way. I remember when Ted Thompson drafted Aaron Rodgers and people wanted to run Ted Thompson out of town. I remember when Ted Thompson did not want to bring Brett Favre back and they wanted to run him out of town. Had you been knee-jerk in that case, think about where your franchise would be. Now, think about that. That's why I'm glad you don't have an owner that runs down out of the tower and starts firing people. You got to let things play out. There's a process to this. And the fact that they've had stability. You know, if you didn't fire guys right away, you've had stability. You know that players have to buy into the system. You got to give time for things to work. So, I'm kind of glad. Now, that doesn't mean I want to see Mike McCarthy lose his job or keep his job. I'm just simply saying the fact that the organization has been steady is a good thing. Can they go with somebody a little bit too long? Sure. But it's better to go with somebody a little bit in that case than start firing people and losing out on what could be positive opportunities just because it's a knee-jerk emotional reaction. That's the reason fans don't make great owners, because you have to have stability in an organization to win consistently. So we'll see. We'll see. We'll see what happens at the end of the year. But I'm not predicting what it will or won't do right now. I just think it's going to be different. this year. This year just has a different feel to it. And if things continue to play the way they are, have been, then chances are it's going to be a very busy offseason. We're going to be chasing stories and chasing candidates and such. But who knows? Maybe it all turns back around and the Packers get a couple of wins, find themselves in an NFC Championship game before it's all said and done. Chances are they don't make a move. But we'll break it all down again tomorrow. Get you ready for the weekend. Don't forget, coming up tonight, we're going to be at Bullwinkle's on Blue Mound in Brookfield. BBB, Bullwinkle's on Blue Mound in Brookfield. It's right across the street from the corners of Brookfield. Right there on Blue Mound Road near Gerke's Corners. Come on by, say hi. 6 to 8 tonight, it's the Bill Michaels Huddle. The Bud Light Street Team's going to be there as well. Time for us to go. Have a go.
Sports Talk Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.